Start at 1 p.m. Go to KBMWnews.com to get registered. Hey, good morning, you. It's 9:21. We've got sunshine, 70 degrees going on outdoors. Tuesday, got to check in with the busiest people on earth. That would be the folks at Red River Communications. Always a pleasure to talk with marketing specialist Kerry Kleingartner. Kerry on the phone with me this morning. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Busy, busy people. You got outreach. You're involved in the community, and it just seems like your wingspan, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger the more communities you're bringing into the picture. What's happening at Red River Communications, Kerry?
Well, you know, I'm sure we don't have to tell people that they have seen our crews and our trucks and our construction contractors out installing that wonderful fiber internet throughout the communities in the area. They are making great time. This beautiful weather that we've been having has been really great for our construction schedules, and we're just thrilled that, you know, every day we're hearing more and more people are getting opened up for connection. So right now, what we're telling people is it's super important to get on our construction list, and it's super easy to do. All we need people to do is let us know that they want service. They can sign up through our website. They can call our office, stop in. We have a great location in Wahpeton, which is right on Highway 13 in the Buyer Insurance Building. And then you can also stop in our office down here in Abercrombie. Our team is incredibly knowledgeable, and if you're not sure what package or what services would be right for you and for your family, we're knowledgeable, and we work with this stuff every day so we can help fit the right things for your situation.
Well, and we've talked about fiber before. One of the things that I think is remarkable about it is that everybody these days is in kind of a time crunch. You know, time's very important. Fiber just makes things so quick and so efficient, and that helps us with time management. Is this some of the comments you're getting, some of the feedback you're getting is, wow, it's just so much faster?
Yeah, you know, I think speed is definitely one of the biggest highlights about fiber internet. We use this fancy word called synchronous, or when you have the same upload and download speed on your internet. People don't realize how important that upload speed really is when you have an internet connection. All the things that you're doing, that Ring camera that's on the front of your house, that is using your upload speed. If you have any type of gamer or somebody who uses a cloud system like Office 360 or Zoom or any type of video chat, those are the kind of programs and the kind of situations where you need a really robust upload speed. And nobody does that better than fiber internet, because you're getting the same. Like if you have a gig package, you're getting a gig, not just download speed, but upload speed, which is, it's a mind-blowing experience for people when they get onto that service, because, I mean, they're like, I didn't know my service was so bad. That's kind of one of the comments that sometimes we'll get, that people are like, oh, I didn't realize how slow my connection really was, or I didn't realize how often my TV was buffering, or, you know, sometimes it's just one of those things that why suffer through a poor service when you don't have to?
Right.
And,
right.
You know, maybe you don't even know that, but, you know, stop into our office. You can check out our TV product. It's one of the things that people really, truly love. We have the Minnesota Twins, all the channels that have all the local sports. We work with Rebore Sports. They put all of their content on our channels. So, you know, fiber internet is truly the way to make sure that you are positioning yourself in your home or your business to be set up for any future expansion. Because as we all know, you're not going to have less devices in your house as the time goes on. It's
right.
Just going to become more and more. Your crock pot can be connected to the internet. Your refrigerator. I mean, just the things that your kids and your grandkids are bringing over. It's not going to be something that's going to be ever going away. And our lives truly do center around that really robust connection. And Nobody does it better than fiber, and we are proud to be bringing that to the communities.
So, Gary, if people want to get in on this, and I suggest they do, how do they get the ball rolling with Red River Communications?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, time is of the essence. So go to our website, which is easily accessible at redrivercom.com. We have two offices, one in Abercrombie and one in Wahpeton on Highway 13. Stop in anytime during the week, or you can give us a call. Our team is always ready and willing to answer your questions at 701-553-8309.
Gary, always a pleasure to talk with you. Listen, you have a great rest of the week, and have fun at Aber Days. That's coming up this weekend, too, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, Aber Days, yes, at the parade and at the rodeo. So have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, sounds good. Gary Kleingartner from Red River Communications. We talk with Gary every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. On Monday's Farm Talk, I visited with NDSU weed specialist Joe Eichley. What is the weed situation? How have things been going out there for the crop of 2024?
Well, I think we talked early on, but it's been all over the board this year, and so that's because our weather has been all over the board. Look at where we are in the calendar, end of July. That's usually when we've kind of figured out how we've done on weed control, and we're looking to harvest our early crops and hoping that corn and beans, or soybeans and dry beans, are both good to go. But even those crops were variable based on different planting dates and how the season has gone. So